I'm not sure if you remember that gospel scene where Jesus is walking through Samaria and the Samaritans kick him out. They want nothing to do with Jesus. And the disciples say, "Lord, should we call down fire on them? Lord, should we call down fire on them?" How often when you and I are faced with injustice is that our reaction? That we immediately want that evil to be destroyed. That's the same type of reality that we hear in the gospel today. Jesus tells the parable of the field and how good seeds were sown, but how an enemy in the middle of the night came and planted weeds. And of course, the overzealous servants say, "Master, should we go and pull the weeds?" And Jesus says, the answer is no. Because if you pull the weeds, you may also take up the wheat. Now, I just spent the last few days back home in Delta for a wedding, and the family whose wedding I celebrated was some friends who grew up on farms. And they assured me from their own experience of farming that this is very true. That sometimes when you want to pull the weeds up, the crops also come with it. So what is Jesus trying to communicate to you and to me today? What is the point of this parable? Well, like most parables, you can't exhaust it with one meaning. But there's a couple of things that are important for us to glean from this message. The first is, if you remember last week, we had the parable of the seeds being sown. And I spoke about how in our tradition, in our spiritual and mystical tradition as Catholics, the mystics talk about the soul being a garden. And this is a very biblical reality. In the Garden of Eden, man and woman walked with God in friendship. And through sin, we were cast out of the garden. But God, through the prophets and all of Israel's history, culminating in his Son, was seeking to reconcile disobedient man with his Creator. And so what we see is that God is constantly trying to invite us back into the life of the garden. The garden where we live in friendship with him. We walk with him. Adam and Eve spoke to God as one speaks to his friends. And we are called as children of God back into that very intimacy. But what we see is that when God plants this garden in our souls, and this begins with the life of baptism, there are forces at work trying to keep us from letting that life of grace flourish. The enemy comes in the middle of the night when we least expect it, and he tries to sow seeds of destruction. He wants to bring ruin to your soul because he sees the beauty that you are created in the image and likeness of God, and that likeness has been restored to you by baptism, and he can't stand it. Why does the devil hate us? Because he hates God. And when he looks upon us, he sees that we are created in the image and likeness of God. He sees people that have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, and he can't stand it. He sees our dignity, brothers and sisters, far better than most of us at times recognize who we are in Christ. The love that God has for us and what he's done for us, the marvels. Indeed, the Lord really is good. The tradition speaks about three enemies in the Christian life: the devil, the flesh, and the world. And all three of these are at work. The devil. Jesus tells us that the devil is the one sowing the seeds of destruction in the garden. But also the flesh, and we've spoken about this a couple times these last Sundays, that you and I are fallen. We've been redeemed by God, but there's still a disorder within our souls. We still find ourselves subject to temptation. And we find evil desires, inclinations towards sin within us. That is the flesh at war within us who have been baptized. Then there is the world. The spirit of the world is under the dominion of Satan. Jesus makes that abundantly clear. He says that the children, the weeds that are growing, are the children of the evil one. Now that's not something we like to hear, but the reality is that there are those who are children of God the Father, and those who still live under the dominion of sin, who have never come to know Christ or the grace of baptism. And it's our responsibility to go out and to transform society, to bring those people into the life of the kingdom. That's the point of being leaven in the world. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a woman who takes 3 measures of water and puts it into the bread. A little bit of yeast gives rise to the bread. That's you and I's call to holiness. Think about it. One Mother Teresa, what she did to impact the world for God. One person. And how did she do that? She responded by being faithful in the small things. God asked her to be a religious sister, and she said yes. Then God asked her to begin to take care of some of the poor, and she said yes. And the more that she said yes, the greater impact she had on the world. Brothers and sisters, each one of us are called to be leavened in the midst of the dough, which is the world. By simply saying yes to God in small things and being faithful to the gospel, we can make a huge impact on the world. Starting with those that we live with, that we spend our time with, we can bring the love of God, the peace of Christ. We can bring the empathy and compassion that so many people are in need of if we only respond in those small ways to what he's inviting us to do. Because a mustard seed, he says, can become the largest of plants. Something small can turn into something great. A great example of this is the Catholic Church. Think about it. We say every week, I believe in one holy Catholic apostolic church. The word Catholic means universal. Christ's church is in every country, in every continent. And it's perdured through 2,000 years. No other institution in the history of the world has lasted that long. All the great empires of old are here and they're gone. This is a testimony to that the church is the work of God's grace alive in the world. In spite of all the sins, all of the scandals, all of the hypocrisy that we see, it's a testament to God at work in the life of the church. It doesn't matter how many bad priests there are or how many unfaithful Christians there are, how much hypocrisy, God continues to show that he is greater than all of this. That something so small, a band of 12 apostles, could go out to the nations to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ risen from the dead, and that 2,000 years we would be the fruit of that preaching. What a mustard seed. And now we see the tree blossomed, and you and I are part of that story. So let us give thanks as we celebrate the Mass for the wonders that God does for us. That he was at work in history 2,000 years ago, and he's at work today in our very lives and in our midst. And let us praise him, for he is good and merciful.